Section 1. You will hear part of a conversation between an art auctioneer and their client. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 7. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good afternoon, madam. Ah, yes, I see you successfully bid for lot 2374.
Good afternoon. Yes, that's correct.
The lot number of the auctioned article is 2374. So you write 2374 in the space provided. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Good afternoon, madam. Ah, yes, I see you successfully bid for lot 2374.
Good afternoon. Yes, that's correct.
I hope you are satisfied with your purchase. If I may say so myself, I think you got a real bargain. What you paid is not much above the original reserve price of £300.
I love P.J. Browning's work, and to be honest, I was prepared to pay a lot more. I'd decided beforehand that £500 would be my limit, so getting it £150 cheaper than I was prepared to pay for it was a wonderful surprise.
I have to say that 17th century paintings of rural English scenes like this one are rather underrated. The art world seems to want abstract paintings by modern artists more. Geometric designs seem to be the trend today.
Not my taste at all. I have a more conservative taste when it comes to art. The painting will blend in with my antique furniture at home.
Well, I hope you have a big wall to put it on.
Luckily, I'm very fortunate to live in a rather large country house. What are the exact measurements of the painting, by the way?
The width is 1.5 metres, and the height is 1 metre. Without the frame, that is. If you include the gilt-covered frame, which is quite large to balance the size of the painting, you can add on another 0.5 metres for the width and the same again for the height, obviously.
That shouldn't prove too much of a problem. I'm just happy I managed to win the bid for this wonderful painting.
Before listening to the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 8 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 8 to 10.
So, madam, I would just like to take down some details from you.
Okay, go ahead.
I recognise your face as you've attended several of our auctions before, but I can't put a name to your face. Could you remind me of your name, please?
Oh, yes. It's Mrs. Bradwell Thompson. It's a double-barrelled surname, so you need a hyphen in between the two surnames, you see.
So that's spelt B-R-A-D-W-E-L-L, followed by a hyphen, then T-H-O-M-S-O-N.
Well, the first part's right, but you spell Thompson with a P in between the M and the S of the surname.
OK. And your address, please?
Yes, it's Charlton Manor, that's spelt C-H-A-R-L-T-O-N, and I live in Kingston Village. Oh, and of course, you'll need the postcode too. It's KN 2653 KM2656T.
Sorry, did you say KM2656T?
No, it's KN, not an M. Then 2656T.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Bradwell Thompson. I think that's just about everything. Oh, and I need to know when you would like the painting delivered. We deliver on Tuesdays and Fridays, the week following an auction.
Well, I'm having a long weekend break in the Cotswolds, a charming area of England, you know. So this coming Friday would be impossible. How about next Tuesday?
No problem at all, madam. So that'll be the 23rd of March.
Superb. Thank you.
Not at all, madam. It was a pleasure doing business with you.
That's the end of section one. You have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.